I recently wrote an article defending marriage, that is, against redefining marriage as it has been for millennia, for The Guardian, the prominent British left-wing publication. The response by readers was vicious. I'd say I was surprised, but I wasn't. I'd also say that some of the responses were childish, but that wouldn't be fair to children. Indeed, children know better. And that brings me to my point here today. A common argument made by gay marriage advocates, not only at The Guardian, but elsewhere, including among many Catholics, is that there's no reason two married men or two married women can't raise children just as well as a married man and woman. They absolutely insist that there is no essential complementarity that a man and woman as husband and wife bring to the parental table. They insist that a married man and man, or woman and woman, could provide the same, or at least adequate, skill sets. Sorry, but as anyone who has children knows, or as anyone who's ever been a child should know, this is nonsense. Men and women are very different. My wife and I bring completely different traits to the table. Anyone who insists otherwise hasn't been a parent or is ignoring the obvious. We heard this argument before from liberals and progressives. It was during the 1970s, the height of radical feminism, when they insisted that a woman didn't need a man to raise children. Fortunately, they wised up in the 80s and 90s, particularly after the ravages of the divorce culture. The likes of Bill Clinton and even, once upon a time, Barack Obama stressed the imperative of dads. All of that, however, has again been jettisoned by liberals and progressives. Before, they did so in the service of their ideology's embrace of radical feminism. Today, they do so because of their ideology's embrace of gay marriage. They are now sacrificing the fundamental significance of dads, of moms, of dad-mom marriages at the altar of gay marriage. And that is a sacrifice that they, their culture, their country, and especially our children will live to regret. For CatholicExchange.com and Ave Maria Radio, I'm Paul Kengor.